I know that most young people now are going back to school or have went back to school. Some already started. Some are starting this week. But what do we go to school for? I think we go to school to learn. Learn how to do things like reading, writing, arithmetic, as they used to say. Well, why do we want to study arithmetic? Well, arithmetic allows us to solve a lot of problems. It allows us to look at a ruler and see how long this is and that is, or even if we have to have two pieces, how we can divide it. And I always thought that division, I liked math when I was in school, and division was always one that I liked to do. Now, Mr. Phil is a math teacher, so he knows all of this stuff, and he was a good math teacher. But sometimes we got to learn how to divide. Now, why would I want to concentrate on dividing? Well, in our little scripture that we read this week, Jesus was talking about how he was going to cause division. Now, I'm not talking about sitting down and dividing 6 into 12 and you come up with 2 and all that. No, what he was talking about was relationships. That he didn't come to bring peace. And we think, wow, I thought Jesus brought peace and he loved everybody. Well, he does. But he also knew that there was some people that just wouldn't accept him. And some people would want to support him and some people didn't. And this would cause division among the family. Well, we don't think about that because we think Jesus is the healer. He is, and he brings people together, and he does. But not everybody loves to have good relationship with one another. It's something that we learn. It's just like going to school to learn arithmetic. We learn about relationships, and we learn how to solve big problems. But Jesus was talking about dividing. Now, some people thought that Jesus just came to earth to bring us all together, one big happy family, you know, and that it did not make any difference what was right and wrong. They thought, well, Jesus is supposed to be like glue. He'll hold us together. But Jesus said, no, that's not true. Some things are more important than this. So what Jesus said he would be doing, he would be dividing us. Well, I don't know if I like that, but it all worked out okay in the end if we really pay attention. There would be some people who would follow what he taught, some people who would not follow what he taught, and that means they were divided. You know, like in two camps, one over here and one over there. It is the answer, though, to the problem. Jesus is the divider because he teaches us right from wrong. He teaches us what is true and what is untrue. That's why the gift of the Holy Spirit is so important, because Jesus is not here with us in the physical sense to teach us this. He sent the Holy Spirit to teach us. He is the teacher, and he's the one that helps us and convicts us. And Jesus is telling us through the Scripture that we must follow him. And if we do not follow him, we are on one side or the other. But if we do follow him, we are on the good side. Now, of course, church is a place where we come for teaching. Church is like a school. That's why we call it Sunday school. So if you do not follow Jesus, then you might be on the other side. Of course, the church is teaching us that we should do what Jesus teaches and follow him. And if we do that, man, I'll tell you what, things will really be good. We can like one another, we can love one another, and we can get along with one another and still agree to disagree. That's the most beautiful thing about our love relationship with Jesus. Now, Jesus is not going to change to make people who do wrong and believe the wrong part of his side. No. So maybe the next time, whenever you're working on a big problem that's troubling you, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, that we can work out the big problem. In Jesus' name, amen.